Shalom, it's me.
Asia. That did not go how I wanted it to. I'm not Italian and I am definitely not Mario, so. Welcome back to my podcast, your favorite podcast, because I say so. I am going to talk about an adventure I went on with my two best friends. This was like a couple weekends ago now. It's our yearly girls trip, except it wasn't just the girls this trip. It was actually the girls plus the guys, minus me. I was definitely like the fifth wheel, not gonna lie, but that's fine. So Megan brought her boyfriend Jesse, and then Liz brought Darcy. We don't normally do it with the dudes. Well, Megan hasn't had a boyfriend to bring, and neither have I, so Darcy doesn't normally come. But everybody came, we conquered, and we saw. We did the things. For the past couple years, I have done most of the planning for it, because I usually plan everything around certain sites I want to see, and the last couple of years it's been waterfalls. Like, I'm an avid waterfall chaser. If you've been following me for a long time, or you know me, you know that to my core. Without me even having to say it. But because I've just had so much going on this summer, and my primary focus is Iceland, I couldn't put the thought or time into really planning that out. It was just something that, you know, I just want to hang out with my friends and do something. So I let them take the reins on this. Megan, for the most part, did the planning, and I'm very grateful for that. I will say it was different in a lot of ways. I didn't necessarily like them all, but, you know, different is good. It makes you question things, and it makes you realize things, too. So our trip this year was to Blue River. If you don't know where that is, it's a little past Wells Gray Provincial Park, which is east of Kamloops, I believe. It's on the way towards Jasper and over that way. It's like this, it's part of a rainforest, which I'll have you know is one of the only inland rainforests in the world. Actually, it is the only one in the world, if I remember correctly. So we all met at Blue River. I met Liz and Darcy in Kamloops because they live in Abbotsford, and we might as well drive together. And yeah, we met at this park, and I don't know why, but my door wouldn't open. Like, when we went to leave, my door got stuck for no fucking reason. It's never done that before, and I was low-key panicking, but it was fine. It worked out. Darcy was like, do this, do that, do 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 do. And it somehow opened, and it was fine. We got in it, and we left, and we drove. There was a deer on the highway, and I saw it, but when we got to our destination, Liz was like, did you see that deer? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I didn't. I almost hit it. Like, Jesus Christ, girl. There was a deer right there. Man, I just don't know why people are so fucking stupid with driving. There was this Washington plate in front of us at one point, and they were going so fast and driving so stupid, I wanted to run them off the road. Guys, driving isn't hard. Driving safe isn't hard. I know it's hard not to speed. I'm with you on that. I'm definitely a speed demon when it comes to driving, but I've definitely learned to go slower. Okay? I definitely have to tell the adventure about that, but I'll get there. There's so many adventures that I have to talk about, and I forget half the time. But they just make their way out. Anyway. Stupid Washington plates. Ah! This isn't where I was going. So, Blue River. I didn't know anything where this campground was at all. Neither did Liz, I don't think. But it turns out it's this campsite literally in the middle of this town. And this town, there is not a lot to it. It's definitely like a... I feel like it's more busy, a busier place to be in the wintertime. They have heli skiing and like a resort and whatever there. But we all met up. Jesse and Megan were there. They had like this giant tent set up, and I think we had the best campsites in the entire place, not gonna lie. We made a nice little tarp tent city, and yeah. So, you know how I mentioned it was in the rainforest, right? Like, this is a rainforest area. Yeah, none of us really realized that. I should have put two and two together because it's literally directly across the Monashe Mountains, which is the rainforest. Asia brain. So it was literally rainy the entire time. It reminded me of the Yoho National Park trip we did. Not last summer. Was it last summer? No, it was the summer before that. Last summer we did Tofino and the entire island, which if you haven't listened to yet, you should definitely go listen to it. It's called Brutal Granola Bars, and it's called that for a reason. It's the main reason I really don't like granola bars anymore. However, I still eat them because sometimes it's the only thing you have to eat. Anyway, moving along. What did we do the first day? We all got there. I think we did all of our setup, and then we decided we were going to go check out the town. So it took all of, like, what, 20 minutes? There was, like, literally nothing there, and it looks so sketchy. But we found there's, like, this a bunch of cabins around this lake, and
what was it?
I'm trying to think of what it was. It was so funny. It was, like, the Cabanera or something like that. Fuck, I don't know, but it was hilarious. Darcy said it in such a way that it was just like, no, that's literally like what the cabin is called. It's not. Oh, this isn't gonna make any sense now. I don't remember. Lame. I'm trying to think so hard right now and it's not coming. It's not coming! Ah! That's what she said. Oh. You guys hear that? There's an airplane. It's gonna be me in a few months. Yeah, okay, so we found this lake and we were gonna swim in it. We decided we were gonna go swimming in it the next day because it was like there was nobody there. It was super chill. And they had a dock with a slide, and they had another dock way out, and then we were on the one dock, and it just would have been a good place to go if we wanted to have a couple drinks and just swim. Go for a swim. And then we decided we were gonna go into the backcountry, and we crossed the railroad track. Everybody yelled at me because I was walking across them and they were trying to get in the car and leave. And I'm a 5-year-old, so I'm doing whatever I'm doing. And then we went down this road and we came across the suspension bridge and we walked across that. Went for a wee little walk, and then we came back, and on our way back out of that, we saw a moose, and I haven't seen a moose in a, like, hot minute, so that was really cool. It was a baby moose, which meant the mama was somewhere. We didn't see that, unfortunately, but still super cool. And this entire trip, both Liz and Megan are like, I want to see a bear, but they say it in the way that they have never seen a bear in their life. I'm just like, you guys, I know it's fucking cool to see a bear in the wildlife, but you have seen a bear. I know that because we saw multiple of them last summer when we went on our trip. Like, you guys are so silly. But yeah, we did that. That was like our first day there. And then the second day, when was that? I'm pretty sure I left after work. On the Friday. And then we had Saturday. And we did this safari. We did this river safari. So we checked it out the previous day. So we knew where we were going. And they have a Jeep safari too. And we were trying to check out like what road that would be. But we didn't quite figure it out. So we did this river safari. And I'm very proud of myself. I was like, I'm going to bring my rain gear, test it out before I go to Iceland. This is a perfect opportunity to try it. And I put on I have these waterproof, like, sweat pant legging things that are hella comfortable. And I have rain pants. And then I had my rain jacket and hoodie and blah, blah, blah. And then I had my camera gear and all this shit. We were in the bathroom
before, like, going on the boat. And one of the workers there, she turned around and she looked at me. She's like, "You look prepared." And honestly, I was so flabbergasted. I was like, wow. It's like the first time somebody has said that to me and it's been true. It was a moment for me for sure. Also, prior to us leaving, Liz and I both did a little bit of mushrooms. I don't know how much we took. I kind of just guessed, gave her half or quarter of what I had because I have a pretty high tolerance. And it was just so fun. We were all, so I'm trying to explain what this is. It's like a giant canoe, but they were put together. They're like dragon boats, if you know what a dragon boat is. And then they were like, two of them stuck together, and that's how they took us to the middle of the lake. And then there's a dock at the end of the lake that you get on and switch over to a powerboat, and that takes you upstream for the river safari. And while we weren't in the powerboat yet, but while we were in the canoe, we were passing this island, and it just, the way it looked reminded me of the scenes in Twilight, and all I could think about were, what if vampires or people just started jumping from that island to that island? And I could not stop laughing. I was sitting in front of Liz and Darcy, and no one else was in front of me, and then there was Jesse and Megan on the other side, and then there was other people with us as well for the tour. And I couldn't stop laughing at this thought. I had to turn around and tell somebody. So I told Liz, and then we were both laughing about it. And I'm like, I feel like such a dork right now. But like, you know, when you see it, you just can't unsee it. And you have to laugh about it. So we get to the launch and we all load onto the boat. And you can see this massive storm coming through. We just kind of hang out for a bit, and then we decide, all right, it's good to go. Let's do this. I should have brought my balaclava, so I had something to shield my face from the water. It wasn't that bad. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but it was still really fun. I don't know if anybody else has ever watched, like, when I was little, there was this show, not this show, it's like it was a safari, and it was branched off like the Lion King. It was like a choose your own adventure kind of thing. Anyway, going on this boat and just, I don't know, it hella reminded me of that. I was transported to a time when I was like 8 or 9 years old playing this fucking river safari lion, I was gonna say Lion's Mane, but Lion King game. And it was so surreal. I was like, oh my god, this is so fun. I had my camera and I had my wide angle lens on too. And I'm just like looking through it. I'm like, oh yeah, my perspective is so much different than everybody else's is. This is fucking hella cool. This is dope as fuck. But it was also terrifying. I'm like, we're going so fast. How are we getting through this? Like, obviously this guy is hella trained for this. If I did it, there'd be no way. It was just crazy. You'd have to experience it yourself. But looking through my wide angle lens was tripping me out because it just, you know, if you watch those videos where they have their GoPros and they have like the 360 GoPro, it was kind of like that, but, or like a fisheye lens, I guess. It was like that. It was just wild. It was so trippy. And we got upstream and this mountain that we were headed towards. Oh my god, there were so many waterfalls on the side of it. And then there was like, it was raining and it looked like it was kind of snowing at one point too. It was fascinating. It was beautiful. I just could not stop. I wanted to cry the entire time. I want to cry all the time, especially on road trips. Like, I can't tell you the amount of times I've left for a road trip and I just bawl my eyes. I'm like, it's so beautiful. Oh my god. But yeah. I recommend it. Like, if you're gonna go to Blue River, I don't know how we ended up there, man. Like, I don't know how anybody else ends up there. It's just this random place. But 100% do the riverboat safari. It's worth it. Our guide, he ended up getting out of the boat before we left because we were going to try and go a little bit more upstream, but there was another storm coming and you don't want to be caught in that. So we had to turn around, which was fine. But he saw like giant moose tracks and he went and checked them out and came running back like there was a bear chasing him. Remember that. But on the way back, all the rain was coming down, so it was just pelting my face. This is why I'm like, I wish I had my balaclava, but oh well. I'm glad I had whatever else I had, because keep me dry. And my gear works, so thumbs up on that bad boy. And after that, we decided we were going to take... So Jesse has like this giant 4x4 truck. So when we were done, we ended up going for our own adventure. We found the road that, you know, the Jeeps would take. Fuck, we're not paying for a Jeep safari. We're going to do it ourselves. But I understand how they'd get like tourists with that. It's kind of genius. But if you live from around here, you don't need that. So we went all the way up this mountain. I think we were looking for like the lakeside. There was actually like a camping spot. We ended up finding it. It was so pretty. We're like, fuck, why didn't we just find this? Instead, we're camping in this lame ass campsite. But oh well, it's whatever. It was fine. It was fun. But man, just being in the mountains, there's something about being up there that is so relaxing. There was this other waterfall we had passed and on the way up, and we were like, okay, we need to stop there on the way down. I know I'm definitely skipping over a lot. This happened a couple weeks ago. I'm actually quite hungry right now. So my hungry brain is like, all right, we need to get through this. I should maybe pause this. But also, nobody's home. And if I pause this and go eat food, somebody will come home. And then it'll be noisy. And I will not want to finish it. So I got to finish it while I'm on a roll. we got up to this top here. And it's so fucking crazy that rocks are like... It's nature's natural glitter. These rocks were so shiny, and I have no idea what they're called. I'm pretty sure that the sparkle and the shininess of them is silica, if I'm also remembering my research correctly. I don't know. I could spend hours just staring at rocks and at trees. I'd just be there for hours. It was amazing. And I'm so happy that I got to be there with my girls. And yeah, we ditched the guys, made them talk and do whatever. We went and looked at rocks. And Megan's like trying to figure out the rock she wants to bring home. I love it. Before we even like left, when we were, the day we were all leaving, Jesse's like, do you have all your rocks? And I was like, yeah, I think so. Kudos to him. He knows what's up, making sure us girls have our rocks. Yeah, so we did the Jeep safari on our own, found ourselves at the top of a mountain and all the other mountains, and the views were just absolutely stunning and breathtaking. Ugh. If you are a mountain person, you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain it to you because you've been there. But if I had to explain it to you, it's just being far away and looking at the mountains is one thing. Being in them and exploring them and on them and observing all the other mountains surrounding the mountain, it's just so surreal. Like, fuck, this is part of Earth, and Earth created this over millions of years. How is anything real? You ever ask yourself that? Like, how is this shit real? It's insane. Anyway, we came back down the mountain several hours later, went back to camp, played some games, I wasn't really drinking. I think I had a drink, and definitely had a joint though. A couple joints. I don't know. It's definitely not the most exciting adventure that I've been on. I do think it was warranted and necessary that it was more of a chill adventure. And there wasn't a whole lot going on. Like, I have just so many things going on mentally that I can't really... I feel like I'm almost trying to escape all the time. So there's that. But also, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. And it wasn't the quality girl time that I am used to, and it kind of made me sad because I miss them. And my love language is quality time. Second is words of affirmation, but I just feel like I didn't get the quality time because, you know, Megan was with her boyfriend pretty much the entire time, and Darcy didn't really seem to be enjoying himself, which kind of sucked. And I don't have anybody else, so the only other person I can hang out with is me. And it was just really odd, and I don't know.
Megan is also in Alberta, so I don't get to see her as much as I do Liz now, and I'm so grateful she lives closer to me because I have spent the last 4-5 years out here by myself without having my friends close. Like, they were 9 hours away. Now I have one that's only 3, and so I try to take advantage of that as much as possible. So, yeah. I'm just remembering a lot of the stuff that I forgot. So when we first got to the River Safari, and you walk in the building, we took some mushrooms, right? I started looking at the photographs, and I swear to God, they were breathing at me. I was like, okay, your pictures are a different level. This is sketching me out. Like, it's breathing in and out. I can see it and feel it. And I remember after, they had like a free, so it was like $120 for this boat safari thing, but they had free tea and like a fuck ton of dad's cookies, so I took a bunch of those. I remember I looked over at Darcy and he did the same thing, and I'm like, yeah, I feel you. He's like, well, it's free and we paid this much. I'm like, no, like 100% I'm on board. I've already shoved like 5 packs in my backpack. Also, dad's cookies are the best. Mom's spaghetti, dad's cookies. That should be Eminem's next rap. Dad's cookies. Dad's cookies. I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with cookies. Rookies. The rookies are shookies with my dad's cookies. Word to the bird. That was my rap. I'm wrapping it up now. That was so bad. when we got back, Liz and I had to go to the bathroom. And I remember we were both sitting in the stall. And oh my God, there was this hummingbird and it got trapped in the bathroom. And the bathroom is like a little greenhouse. It was fucking hella cute. It was so cool. But we both went quiet and we're just staring at the back of the door. And the pattern on it was just like, it was all warped and shit. It was just, she's like, can you see this? And I'm like, the pattern on the door is wonking me up right now. She's like, oh yeah, me too. I feel that. We were just like having a moment in the bathroom. And then we had like our other chill moment where we ate some more cookies and some tea after. And then the hummingbird, like they have hummingbird feeders throughout this restaurant. The restaurant is actually on the river, so that was really cool. Anyway, I had to go to the bathroom again shortly before we left, and they were trying to take a picture of the hummingbird. I ended up photobombing because I didn't know that they were taking pictures of this hummingbird, and you could see through the window me going by and I'm like waving. Liz took a Polaroid picture, and later on she's like, oh my God, look, I can see you waving in the background. Cannot see the hummingbird anywhere, but it's glorious. I love it. It makes me happy because I know that they were trying to take a picture of a hummingbird, but they got me instead. And I didn't know what they were doing. Oh, that was funny. Also, while we were trying to set up, I know this like story, this adventure is all over the fucking place because I can't get my shit together. We first got there and we were trying to figure out where to put the tarp, like the big tarp. God bless Nicholas and his giant fucking tarp. It was a lifesaver. Because it was raining so fucking much. But I was trying to figure out where to put it. And I've learned how to hook it on the tree from Nicholas. So I'm like, oh, well, we could put it up there. Except there's a couple trees. They don't have any branches. Like, they're so scarce. We attached some rope to this rock. And I was trying to get it. But I, like, could not. Nearly punched myself a couple times. I caught a tree. So I caught one. Not the right one, but it happened. Anyway, we ended up, there was picnic tables and we just like we dragged the picnic tables over to this tree and just like we're standing on it and on each other trying to get the ropes up. It was a good time. Thankfully, it wasn't raining while we were putting this all up like it did in spurts, but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't like when we went to Yoho National Park and we were setting it all up in the rain. It was so wet. Yeah. And we played like this it's not beanbag toss. I don't know. There's like this string and there's two different balls attached to the end of it and you throw it at this rack and it spins on it. We played that for a while. That was pretty fun. And then there was some miscommunication between all of us. So Liz, or not Liz, Megan and Jesse, had an, like, this was on the long weekend, right? So I thought we were staying for 3 nights. We only paid for 2. I didn't know that. I was just like, you tell me how much it is, I send you the money. I don't really know anything. They thought that we had said we were only staying for the 2, but we were like, well, we have like the extra day. And they had planned a nice little, they were going to stay in Fairmont, or no, that's not, I don't know if I'm thinking of the right hot springs, but they were staying at a hot springs in Jasper, except it turned out to be closed, so that sucks. But I'm glad that they had a little nice romantic getaway. They were like, oh, we'll cancel it. And we're like, no, it's fine. And we left the day early and it was chill. I thought about stopping in Kamloops to hang out and say hi to my brother, but ultimately was like, I don't want to hang out in Kamloops. I kind of just want to mosey on back. So I did. I got to Vernon. I still had like camping food and I looked hella homeless, and I was getting some gas at the one gas station and realized they had hot water. So I go back in and I'm like, do you have hot water? Can I use it? And he's like, yeah, I guess. But like, what for? I'm like, I got a noodle cup. I was actually in my car and I just finished checking the air in my tires. And then buddy guy was taking the trash out and I asked him if he had hot water. Anyway, yada, yada, yada. He looked at me like I was homeless, and it probably definitely looked like that because I had all my camping gear and shit in my car. And it already looks like I kind of live in my car just because of the random stuff that's in it. Like, I have a random canvas and I have paints in there. I have like 3 pairs of shoes to change in and out of, and I'm a mess, man. I'm a fucking mess. I'm a hot mess. I'm the best kind of mess. Bless this mess, y'all. Bless this mess. yeah. So I ended up taking, I was like, oh, while I'm in Vernon, maybe I'll take like the old Vernon road back into Lake Country, and then I'll get into Kelowna that way. I got lost. It didn't take me where I wanted to go, but I eventually figured it out, found my way there, and found this beach. Oh, do I tell that embarrassing part? Okay, while we were leaving, Megan and Jesse witnessed this, but I was trying to back up and like maneuver my way out of the camping spot, and where I was parked was in between everybody's cars. Anyway, there's this fucking long block cylinder, and I thought I cleared it, but I accidentally ran into it and it dented underneath my car. Good thing it's on the side that's already fucked up from my last accident. When Asia's not in a stable place, she gets in accidents. And no, yeah, I really was looking forward to this trip to hang out with my girls, because I've been in such a chaotic space. Just don't know what's going on with my life. And I guess it really showed when I was leaving, and the disappointment. But it's fine. It's metal. Who cares? It's just for the aesthetics. I'll get it fixed one day. Anyway, I found a beach in Old Vernon, and I sat there, hung out for probably like an hour, smoked a doobie, and then it just like started piss raining. And so I left. But you want to know what I left there? My fucking water bottle. It's not the first time I've left my water bottle anywhere, but it's the first time I've left it somewhere and was not bothered to go back. And I couldn't, because by the time I remembered and realized that I didn't have my water bottle, it was halfway gone, and I was not driving around just to go get it to leave again. So whoever found that water bottle, you're welcome. And congrats, if you use it, that is. Which I hope you do, because, I mean, just gotta take it home and sanitize it. You'll be fine. It's good as new. But taking this way back home, I found a bonsai tree on an island on a lake. Yeah, I never knew it was there before. But that was pretty cool. I stopped and took pictures of that for a hot minute, and then made my way back into Kelowna. It was, yeah, I just had like a nice little mosey by myself, and I'm glad that I did it. It was really, I needed it. Oh fuck, I also forgot. Okay, so jumping backwards again. Y'all should do a shot every time I think of something and go backwards in this episode. It's just, this is the vibe. This is the mood. It's all over the place. But so am I. And you probably are too. Unless you're not, then I guess we don't relate, and that's fine too. We're all in this together, even if we're not. So it was raining all weekend, and I think this was the first night we were staying in the Blue River campground. And my God, I don't know if it was because I was like stoned or anything, but there was a fucking lightning storm happening like in the campground. I swear to God, lightning flashed in front of me and I thought I was gonna die. And then just the thunder. It was crazy. It was absolute madness. I was like, okay, need to book it to the bathroom. Need to book it back. Try not to get hit by lightning and die while I'm here. I thought I got struck by lightning at one point, but I didn't. I wasn't fried. I wasn't cooked enough. I wasn't fried enough.
I probably should have smoked another joint. That might have helped.
Oh, yeah. And the bathrooms were, okay, so the bathroom's really cute, but it was really weird because it was on a platform, and then if you stood up, your head was over the door, and you could just see everything that was happening. It was so awkward and weird. And, so I use a cup when I am on my period, and of course, I'm on my period when I go camping, which is why I'm surprised we didn't see any fucking bears. And Megan and I are usually synced in one way or another. We're like 1 week apart. And this bathroom, we're like trying to figure out how the fuck do we clean our cup? You have to take it out, get out of the bathroom stall, go clean it in the sink, and then go back in and shove it back up. And every time I went to do it, there was fucking other people there. And I'm like, well, I can't be sorry about this. Like, we're all women here. Here we go. If you're a man and you're listening to this, I'm so sorry, but educate yourself. You can't be scared of it. We have periods and you should learn about it and treat your women. Treat your women right. You know, one of the things that drives me nuts is like how men complain about how women are constantly fluctuating and like we can't make our minds up. And it's because we are constantly fluctuating, okay? We run on a 28-day cycle, and then you guys, men, run on a 24-hour cycle. Of course. Of course we're not the same all the time. 1 week, we're this, which is pre-period. Then we have, like, our period week, and then we have the post-period week. We literally have 1 week of the month where we have, like, it's like our time off. We get a week of being normal. Otherwise, we're getting, our body's getting ready to have a baby. And then our body is mourning the fact that we didn't have a baby. And then we have a week where we're just processing that and prepping to have our time off. And then we have a normal week. And then it fucking happens all over again. So fuck you if you can't handle it. And thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Yeah, I'm very heightened with emotions right now. We just had the full moon. La 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 la. And by just had the full moon, I mean, when this is out, it's probably been a couple weeks now, so. At the time of recording, the full moon was a couple days ago. Sorry about it. Anyway, I think I'm gonna end that there. That was that adventure. It was an adventure for sure. It wasn't the craziest, and I think that's okay. I learned a lot on the trip, and I got to spend time with my best friends, which is all that really matters. Even though it wasn't the most quality time, I'm grateful I even got to see them, and that I have them, and that they are here. And yeah, glad I got to hang out and get to know Jesse a bit more, and I'm sad that Darcy didn't really enjoy himself, but hopefully next camping trip he will, because the next camping trip, going to Wells Gray with Liz and Darcy in August. I say, like, I don't know if this is going to be chronological. I don't know how I'm posting these. So, I'm sorry for being everywhere. What's a fact? What's a fact? Well, I already told you that where I was, like, the only inland rainforest in literally the entire world. The only other ones are, like, the coastal rainforests, or there's the Amazon rainforest, so, and that's basically, like, that's a whole thing on its own. Coming in hot with space fact, did you know that the moon moves 1 inch away from the Earth every year? I don't know if I've said that one before, maybe I have, but if I did, I'm just reiterating the fact. And if I didn't, well, please enjoy this new fact that you didn't know. Or maybe you did. I don't know. I do not know. Yeah, I'm going to end it here, you guys. If you haven't heard it or anybody hasn't said it to you, I love you, but make sure you love yourself more. Take yourself on an adventure. Get out and smell the flowers. It's one thing I always say. I haven't said it in a long time, but I say it to myself often, no matter what. Always got to stop and smell the roses. Always stop and smell the flowers. Just take some time for you and feel your feelings. Even if they're not happy, it's important to feel them all. And that's just something I've been really trying to focus on, especially with these weird shifts. Like, I don't know if anybody else can feel it, but there's something weird in the air right now. And things are shifting and just becoming. I know that it can feel scary. I know it can feel overwhelming. These are things I feel. It feels intense. It feels like a lot. There's a lot of things to unpack. And honestly, I've turned a little bit to astrology for this. I think like this is what I've been using it for. It just helps you tell the energy, and it's fucking spot on. My friend Kyla sent me this podcast to listen to. It's called Chani. And if you're into that, I highly recommend checking it out. It gives like the astrology forecast for the week. I actually like to listen to it at the end of the week because it really helps me reflect and understand why I was feeling the way I was feeling. And it lines up every fucking time. It's crazy. When she sent it to me, she was like, "This is gonna change your life." And I was like, "Ah, okay." But for real though, it's crazy. It's nuts. Yeah. I'm gonna end it here. If you haven't rated the podcast, please do so. It helps me become more out there. Not that I'm already not out there, but it just helps people discover me, and you're helping my dreams come true, and I'm here for it. So with that, I will see you in the next episode, and A out.
Peace.